Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for some Chicago Blackhawks talk. And good morning, Coach Jeremy Colleton. How you doing today, Jeremy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Before I turn you over to Dave Annett, I have a question for you. Are hockey players as superstitious as athletes in other sports? Are you superstitious?
I'm not. I went through a phase when I was younger where I was, and I felt like it just was, it became a distraction. So my new superstition was to not be superstitious, and that worked for me. But I think a lot of guys do have some. I think it's just, it's like the routines. It's a way to build confidence that you are ready, and it's kind of like a security blanket. And so I think for some guys it works. My concern is that if it doesn't, if you can't set it up exactly how you want, you feel like you're not ready to go or you can't play, so you want to avoid that wherever possible.
The reason I'm asking is a couple of Saturdays ago, I took the family out to the game. We went to the United Center on that Saturday night in that bad weather. And first time I was out all year. And, of course, you had a big win. And that started the win streak. You guys haven't lost since. And I was there at that game. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't minimize your effect on our winning streak. But
I won't.
Yeah. Jeremy, you used a buzzword there that I've heard from coaches in every sport, and that's distraction. And this week seems to be a week where you're dealing with some. Kane's 1,000th point the other night, great moment for you. The return of Joel Quenneville tonight. Let's back to Sunday real quickly. And if you go back 24 hours before that, Kane's on the ice late in the game in Toronto. And are you thinking there maybe he's going to get the 1,000th point there on Saturday night? Then you come home, and that's one thing that's kind of out of the way.
Yeah. Of course, we wanted to get it for him as quickly as we could. Wouldn't have surprised me if he would have got it done in Toronto. But, you know, you just, obviously nice for him to do it in front of the home fans here in Chicago, and for people to be able to share it with them. But I do think it'll be a little bit of a weight lifted from him. I don't think it was affecting him until last game, really. But now he can just get back to focus on playing.
Are you able to take in the moment in that situation, or are you already, you're focused on here's what's going to happen when play resumes?
Well, I think at that point, you know, made it 4-1. It felt pretty safe, our lead. So, yeah, it was good. It was nice. It was a good time for him to do it. And, you know, we could just have it, sort of let the players enjoy it. Everyone goes on the ice and everyone's happy. And that was good. That was good for the team and, of course, good for the fans.
After tonight, there's a big break in the schedule. Jeremy, what will you do during the time off? What do you ask the guys to do?
Well, I think it's important to use the break to decompress and get some rest physically, but most importantly, mentally. So, you know, for myself, looking forward to spending time with family and catching up with my kids during the season. There's not as much time to enjoy that part of it, so definitely be doing that. And we'll have time. We'll have a few days where we're together as a team before we get playing, where we can get our motor running again, and that's, it's kind of nice with the break where I'm not too worried about what the players do. I understand, you know, they're gonna make sure they get some exercise in and keep their conditioning up, but we're gonna have two-fold practices before we play, so we'll be able to get them ready.
It's a big night tonight. You're facing Florida. You're going for six in a row. Joel Quenneville coming back to the United Center. We had such great success, as so many guys on this team that played for him and achieved great success for him. And, of course, you had a relationship with him as well. So what's this night going to be like for you?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a big game for our team, and we want to win. We need the points in the standings, but it's a big night for the organization, and obviously for Q. I'm sure he's been looking forward to this, since he signed with Florida, and it's an opportunity for the fans to show appreciation for all that he has done for the city and the team. So it'll be fun. It's going to be a good night. I think both sides will be ready to play, so it should be a good quality of game, and you love to be part of situations like that.
Yeah, and you got two teams that are playing well. They had a big win on the road last night at Minnesota, and they're holding a playoff spot. You're trying to get into that playoff position, and you're just 3 points away. You've talked about it with us before, the importance of getting points whenever you can. You've been doing a pretty good job of that lately, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we've been able to kind of scratch and claw our way back into striking distance, but you can't let up. Just now that we kind of can touch the pack, it's important that we continue to perform well, and we got a long break, as you guys alluded to earlier, and so we're going to have to sit on this performance for a bunch of days. So you'd love to have a good effort and preferably get 2 points so we can really enjoy the time off and then come back recharged and energized for the stretch run here.
Yeah, I think I asked you last week about Dominik Kubalik and his success, and since then, since we spoke last week, he's only added to it. Is this kind of becoming a thing where are you ever surprised by anything you see from this guy out there?
Well, I'd love to keep talking about him because it means he's continuing his little run. That's one thing I've spoken to him about, is like, this is your normal. Don't think that this is an anomaly or you're playing over your head or any of that. This is you. This is what you can do every night if you prepare, and obviously the work ethic is important, and typically he brings it all the time. So we want him to establish a minimum level that's maybe not here, but as close as possible to how he's playing now. And part of that's your mindset, like, yeah, this is who I am, and I know how to prepare each day to play my best. And it sure has been nice for our team to get that contribution from him.
I know, Coach, as you said, you're not superstitious anymore, but if things are not looking good by the second period tonight, call me. I can be at the United Center in 30 minutes or less.
Hey, you, I just want you to feel good about what you're doing for the team. So you just make your read.
Okay, got it. Yeah, have a good one tonight. Best of luck to you, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
What are you, like, Domino's? I'll be there in 30 minutes.
You think he's now telling the Blackhawks upper management, I don't mind talking to Ennett, but Surratt's beginning to annoy me.
No. Not,
okay.
No,
all right.
No chance.
Okay. He sounds pretty straight-laced.
Yeah, well, he's
personable, but...
Yeah, well, it's game day.
He's got his game face on already at 5 to 9 in the morning. Okay.